Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Easter Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hinnon. We're going to do something a little unusual today. There is a rally taking place at the state capitol, and I am in Fargo today. Todd is in Bismarck at the studios of 550 KFIRE. Todd, the radio god. He could see the capitol from where he's at least. But I'm looking at I-29 going up and down the eastern edge of North Dakota, so I'm a ways away from the state capitol.
But if you drive up and down 29 with your big Trump flag in the back of your pickup, Scott will probably see you.
I'd love it if you'd do that. We're working on getting a flag in the back of my pickup right now from Pucklich, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
It's a Trail Boss Chevy 2020. I'm loving that truck, I'll tell you. And we'd love to come to your farm or your ranch, and by then we'll have a special flagpole in the back. Jim, the flagpole guy, is working on that because that is the farm and ranch trail boss. It'll be going to a farm or ranch near you. And here's the deal. We bring the goods. We bring the breakfast. We bring the lunch. We bring the dinner, depending on what time we come out. All you got to do is shoot me a text. It's 701-367-2054. Thank you for reminding me, Todd, about the flag in the back. This will be an American flag, but I love the Trump flags in the back of the truck, too. Those are pretty good. And this is somebody's fault. I forget if it was Todd or Kevin sent me a pickup in Texas. It was a photo of a big truck in Texas that came around the corner and had just this humongous flag the size you could see from the moon. You remember who sent that to me, Todd? Was that you?
I don't think it was me.
Kev, was it you?
I don't think so.
You guys remember seeing
it? Nope.
Big American flag in the back of a truck. I mean, the thing was so huge. Anyway, the gist of it was, you know, they do things bigger and better in Texas, right? So I sent it off immediately to Jim, the flagpole guy, and he says, I can do that. Of course he can. And I said, can I go, like, up and down the highway with this big, giant flag? He said, well, that'd be a little tough on the flag. But you can have it, you know, extend out and extend up. And I'm like, I want that in the back of the truck. So as much as I wanted a topper, I think I'm going to go for the flag instead.
Can I have the telescoping flagpole with the automatic switch inside the cab to put it up and down?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Some deal like that. So why wouldn't you want that on your farm or ranch? So invite us. We don't just show up. We don't want to be that kind of relative or neighbor, you know, that just shows up. But if you invite us to your farm or your ranch, we're going to pick one a month that we're going to come to. And the friends from our friends from Pucklich gave me this beautiful Trail Boss. And we'll check it out. Speaking of I-29, just saw somebody pulled over. Don't you love when you get to see this now? Yeah. North Dakota Highway Patrol officer pulling over somebody going just a little too fast.
No, there's a few of those.
Well, the problem is they've changed the speed limit down here. It used to be 75, remember? And then they changed it to 65. So it goes 75 to 65 to 55. So forgive the poor soul that doesn't know the new rules, because it happens to me every day. Anyway, I'm for consistency and speed limits. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd, 701-226-8503, and invite us to your farm or ranch, and we'll be out from our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Also today on the program, you can text us at any time, at any point, with any questions or comments, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. We're going to do today on the program a virtual rally. I have two experts who are known nationally, and their expertise is really anything to do with OSHA regulations. They've done OSHA audits before. One of them was a dental hygienist that got very involved with the association. Another did OSHA audits, and these two ladies met each other. It's a great story how they met each other. I'll have them tell that in just a moment. And they were at the Heritage Center on Thursday night for a jam-packed crowd to talk about House Bill 1323. Now, little disclaimer here, folks. Of all the things that are before us as a country right now, and that list is long. Let me tell you, that list is long. That should keep you up at night. Everything from the border, incredible what's happening at the border. In fact, I saw the numbers. It didn't surprise me one bit. Did not surprise me because I saw it with my own eyes in March, people coming across the border. 480% increase in the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the border. That's one thing. H.R. 1 is another. Fundamentally change how you vote. Okay? The infrastructure bill. Who can be against infrastructure? Kev Todd, are you against infrastructure?
No. What infrastructure are we talking about?
Knuckle-dragging Neanderthals?
I hate infrastructure. I hate clean air and clean water. I mean,
right.
Come on. Is this real infrastructure or bizarro unicorn world infrastructure?
It. Well,
we're all for infrastructure, but the bill...
Well, what it is actually is a tax hike. The biggest in the history of the United States. It is an absolute gut punch to businesses. But it's an infrastructure bill, so all the money pays for infrastructure, so screw businesses, right? All they do is hire people. So there's that.
But they're going to label anything an infrastructure bill from here on out, because otherwise you'd be against it.
Well, the COVID relief bill, remember that? $1.9 trillion, that was 9% COVID relief, and 91% a bunch of hooey. So my point is, there's a lot of things to worry about. In North Dakota, I'd argue how the legacy fund is being used, the bonding, the energy industry. Oh, my gosh, the energy industry is under attack right now. I'm going to set all those things aside for the next 2 hours, and I'm going to talk about House Bill 1323. It's a bill they say is about masks. But I believe it's about freedom. The ladies you're going to hear from today on the program have done an enormous amount of research on the effectiveness or lack thereof of masks. And I think this is the perfect illustration of how badly we've lost our minds. Because facts no longer matter. Right? It doesn't matter that, for instance, in Georgia, the law they just passed is the same as it is in how many other states, Kevin? A dozen or more.
Yeah, at least.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that nobody's prevented from voting that is legally, you know, welcome to vote and you know, should be, I don't know, what's the word? Incentivized, you know, give them pizza, bus them to the polls. If they're legal to vote, get them there any way they can. But the idea is they ought to be lawfully able to vote. No. Major League Baseball says, I can't believe you're doing this. You're knuckle-dragging Neanderthals. We're taking the All-Star game away from you.
So if I go to the Twins ticket office and say, hey, I want four season tickets.
Give me your ID, sir.
No, I just want four season tickets.
I need to know who you say you are.
It doesn't matter. I need four season tickets.
Give me
the ticket. I don't care where I'm sitting.
Give me your ID.
Give me the tickets.
Yeah, good luck with that.
See where I'm going with that? How about a Delta Airlines flight? Can I get on? Gonna grab a seat up front there?
By the way, Thursday, I'll be at the Twins home opener Thursday afternoon. Yeah, baby!
Oh, you dog, you.
We're gonna be doing the show from down there. That's exactly right. Anyway,
well, Kevin and I do all the work. Okay, we got it.
But back to the mask. 1323 is really simple. It says, government doesn't know better than you. That's what 1323 is about. So call your North Dakota senator and say, vote yes for 1323 because government doesn't know better than me. Joining us on the program today, unprecedented, these two ladies are giving us their time until the end of the program today, Tammy Clark and Kristen Megan Kelly. These are the OSHA ladies. Tammy, Kristen, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
It was great to meet you on Thursday. The crowd loved you. It was like a couple of rock stars showed up. And here you are, just a couple of moms with facts about masks. Tammy, how'd this whole deal start for you two? How'd you become nationwide famous in the middle of the COVID debate?
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to figure that out myself because 1 year ago, I would never have imagined that I would become an accidental activist and would get involved on the national scene and really become globally known with my partner in crime, according to the governor and according to the government, Kristen. We met each other because we are both PPE respiratory protection experts. We are both court-approved subject matter experts in the worlds of industrial hygiene. Kristen's an industrial hygienist. I work more on the environmental and occupational health and safety side, but there's a lot of crossover. They're very similar fields. Basically, what we do is we make sure that employees are safe and protected at work from any hazardous exposures pathogens, chemicals, et cetera, in the workplace. So when all this mass craziness started, we both started standing up and speaking up very vocally because we knew this was very, very wrong. It was illegal, it was criminal, and it was very irresponsible to take this blanket, one-size-fits-all mask mandate approach. So we found each other through both standing up independently. I actually heard Kristen on a local radio show and commented on her post that I was so excited to hear another professional in my field speaking up and saying the exact same things that I was saying as how wrong this is. And so from there, the rest is history. We connected. We found out we actually live in the same town, and we had no idea. We didn't. It's just so crazy.
Oh, that's so great.
It was a divine connection. Yeah, totally.
No kidding. No kidding. No. Kristen, when we come back, you're going to tell us why you've made the governor of Michigan so mad. Witless. What is her name? Kevin, help me out. Todd, I'd like to
with
pronounce
her?
The name. Well, thank you. Yeah, I didn't. Freud didn't slip of the tongue there. I didn't mean
we
to.
We know what you meant, though.
Anyway, because she doesn't like these two ladies, which means we love them, folks. We love them. All right. Stay tuned for a Talk Radio Town Hall Rally coming up.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by my dentist, Dr. Jeff. He's a North Dakota native, went down to the dental school at U of M, came back, bought into a practice, and now owns the practice. And he and I are in a conversation right now about what is the likelihood of my dental health requiring five figures for the next six, seven, 8 years. Very high. Okay? Because I just have... I don't
got
know.
Issues.
Well, I drew, I drew a short card, yep. You know.
Yep.
It isn't even about do you brush enough, do you floss enough. I just have a lot of bacteria in my mouth, so therefore it's constant cavities and, you know, crowns and blah, 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 right? So I'm seriously considering making the upgrade to implants because it's an investment in the future. Now, dentures I will never do because dentures are a replacement for no teeth. They're not for teeth. And I love beef too much to ever have dentures. I'm just saying. I want steak for the rest of my life. Okay? My grandparents lived on meat and potatoes, and they lived into their 90s. So that's my longevity plan. And so I can't do dentures. Anyway, if you're in this same boat, I would encourage you to have a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Jeff. 701-298-9400. FargoDentalCare.com. 701-298-9400. It's not some, you know, timeshare pitch. It is a free, no-obligation consultation. Costs you nothing, and you're dealing with a great guy. You can do it on the phone if you like, too. Otherwise, come in and have a conversation with him. Complimentary, no-obligation consultation on implants. If you're done with dentures, make the call. 701-298-9400. All right. Let me introduce you to the other half of the OSHA ladies that is with us. Kristen Megan. Kristen, why does Governor Whitmer not like you two ladies so much? What's the deal? What have you done? What in your background as a PPE respiratory care expert makes you public enemy number one of the governor of Michigan? What's that all about?
Well, for me, I've been in the health freedom movement, blowing the whistle on unethical government operations since around 2010. And the irony is the government trained me. So when you are trained by the government and you use their own knowledge against them, they don't tend to like it because they fail to demonize you when you're someone who, you know, was promoted and lauded and won awards. I'm not sitting here trying to toot my own horn, but I'm good at what I do. And I'm good at conveying health hazards to people that are kind of little curmudgeons. And I've been doing it this way for 20 years. Who is this young person telling me how to do it? So I'm really good at conveying health risk assessment and health data and safety data to people. But the issue is that the governing body pre-COVID has always been industrial hygienists, environmental health and safety specialists, and occupational health and safety specialists. These are the career fields that have always governed controlling health hazards, whether it's a virus or bacteria, a chemical, radiation, noise, ergonomics. That is our profession. And sadly, they kind of had egg on their face because when we realized, instead of just properly following something called the hierarchy of safety and controls, which would have utilized engineering controls to better control this aerosolized health hazard, we could have been back to normal. Viruses tend to run an average of 6 to 9 months. They have a natural curve. They'll go up and down. We delayed our ability to get back to normal because we did the exact opposite of what we should have done. For example, in Michigan, you know, we sheltered in place. You only shelter in place. Let's say there's like a textile or a furniture company burning next door to you. There's formaldehyde and things that can off-gas. You shelter in place and you shut off your HVAC. When it comes to a virus, the best thing, and it's free, you have is natural cross ventilation and dilution ventilation. Open your windows and doors. Go outside. Get vitamin D. I'm not a doctor, but every doctor I've listened to says most people that had negative impacts of COVID were deficient in vitamin D. And, you know, in the winter months and fall months, we need to supplement vitamin D. Our government never told us this. So when you actually realize that a group of people who are offended by syrup and Dr. Seuss are telling us how to control a health hazard while ignoring the experts, that right there should kind of tell you there's no legitimacy in anything they say, because this is about politics, this is about control, and, you know, the government never really lets a good crisis go to waste.
So very true. Before we open this up, and by the way, there is a rally at the state capitol today. This is why we're doing a virtual rally with these two ladies. The rally, I understand, is at 10 a.m. this morning. Normally, rallies at the state capitol are like outside on the steps. And the ironic thing is nobody inside pays attention because they're busy, right? I mean, they're just, I remember a big, huge pro-life rally one time. Awesome speakers. It was so great. And everybody was inside voting. They don't even know what's happening. You got to go in the capitol. to have effectiveness in the way in which you rally. So the North Dakota Conservative Advocates today are doing a rally. Health Freedom North Dakota is doing a rally today. Number of groups coming together. I've let them know. If you want to call in and share a comment, do so. But the important work today for those folks is to influence members of the state Senate, where they will vote tomorrow on House Bill 1323. Okay? So if you want to attend the rally today, go for it. And it starts at 10 a.m., which is about 35 minutes from right now, but it'll be going throughout the day on the Senate floor, meaning get to the Capitol, find a senator, your senator, and tell them how you think. Okay? Do it respectfully. Do it, you know, in a proper manner. For instance, you go on the Senate floor, you have to stay in the back of the chamber. You can't go beyond the rally where senators sit at their desk, but they like people. They enjoy people. They, you know, these folks are just neighbors of yours. Treat them like that. Treat them like a neighbor, but let them know how passionate you are. If I could put you in front of each senator individually, each senator of the North Dakota Senate, they'll vote tomorrow. Tammy, I'll start with you. What would you tell them about 1323?
Yeah, I have been leading many rallies over the past year, and I love that you guys are getting right inside the Senate floor. Wow, that's powerful. So, again, number one, be cordial. Be respectful, be kind. These are your friends and neighbors. They do want to hear from you. The number one thing that your elected public servants care about is public opinion. You put them in that seat. You own the seat they're sitting in. So they do care what their constituents think. So you need to very respectfully and kindly, but forcefully tell them you expect them to vote yes to pass this House Bill 1323. And the reason is because a no vote is a vote against your freedom. And you will remember that next election cycle.
How about you, Kristen? What would you say?
Well, I absolutely agree with Tammy. You know, what happens is, if 2020 showed us anything, it's that, yes, one voice matters. It only takes one voice. You know, the look back through our history books, you know, Rosa Parks was one person. One person can change the way we view everything. So don't think that, well, I'm not going to reach out. I'm not going to call my senator. I'm not going to email because enough people are doing it. No. Take the 5 minutes and do it because your voice matters. You have a constitutional right to let your legislators know. They need to know what you stand for. And we are protected under the Constitution to make choices about our health. It's conveyed in the Ninth Amendment of our Constitution. And this isn't about left versus right. This is about right versus wrong. And it's absolutely wrong. We have the science on our side. And it's very hard because I totally understand when you start to realize that the media is its own government agency. I do understand it's hard. You've got people like Tammy and I talking about, well, I know the media is telling you this, but this isn't true. But we are not profiting off of this. The people that are telling you to wear masks are profiting off of it. They have an agenda. If they worked, we'd be the first to tell you. So please, kindly, you know, air your grievances with your senators.
Exactly right. And the effectiveness of masks is something we're going to dig into because, again, these are PPE, respiratory care experts, okay? And, I sort of feel like masks like I do about if you're a Sue or a Bison fan, right? You're never going to convince anybody the other way. But facts are important, and they're shouted down. Why? We'll talk about that when we come back, and your calls, too.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crews are working to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation and are evacuating people out of harm's way due to a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa, Florida area. So far, 316 homes have been evacuated and state authorities have closed portions of U.S. Highway 41. Manatee County officials are warning of a collapse at the Piney Point Industrial Site was imminent for the 77-acre wastewater pond. The old phosphorus plant in operation from 1960 to 2001 holds large pools of polluted water. India's Ministry of Health confirmed over 103,000 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. It's the first time India has reported over 100,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. Egypt held a 5-mile procession of 22 ancient mummies in Cairo as they were moved from a museum where they had been for over a century to a new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization Saturday night. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
That seems to be going around. 28 before the top of the hour, and what's on your mind? Your calls, questions, and comments for the OSHA ladies are welcome at 800-228-0550. They can give you all the data you need to know about masks, but I prefer to make this a debate about freedom. Honestly. And who should decide for you what is best for your health, okay? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Also, by the way, just a news note, I've received a lot of reports about additional fires in western North Dakota. Please pray for rain, would you? There's a fire still burning in the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. It's the most beautiful place on earth. It really is. And the idea that we're having to sit on pins and needles right now about every power line that's down from wind or every campfire, or what, it's just a terrible, terrible situation right now with these dry, dry conditions. I understand there's some rain on the way, 1 to 3 inches over the next couple of weeks, real possible throughout North Dakota. And the area, but we need to pray that that happens and more happens after that. So just please keep that in your prayers and let's watch it just pour from the sky to get our farmers and ranchers what they need and to reduce this fire risk and everything else. And know that if you're out there fighting the fire as a firefighter or first responder, we're certainly thinking of you and all the good work you're doing as well. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. My buddy Mike Lindell battles every day for truth, for freedom. Same way these two ladies do, the OSHA ladies. And I don't know about you, that's worth something. When I buy his towels, they're really good towels. When I buy his dog beds, I know they're the best and our dogs love them. When I have birthdays or anniversaries, I buy gift cards. His book will change lives. If you have someone that's addicted in the family, been through a tough addiction, this guy battled crack cocaine. And it won for a lot of his years on this earth, but eventually he beat it, and he tells a great story about it and how you too can beat it, and what are the odds from crack addict to CEO, his life story. Every penny of that $7.95 that you pay for that book goes to the Lindell Recovery Network and the Battle for Election Integrity. They have some more robes in now. I know that because they just sent us some to give away. We have a few pink robes we're going to be giving away. And also the dream sheets are great, too. So whatever it is, the pillow now at the lowest price ever, $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or 800-506-9028. Look at your calendar right now and say, who has a birthday or anniversary coming up? order them the gift cards. Get it done today. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. I received an email, and you ladies know this already, because I read you some of this email, and it was an email from a Dr. Paul Carson. And Dr. Paul Carson is one of the experts in North Dakota that was relied on by our governor and public health officials throughout the COVID pandemic. He's a professor of practice, management of infectious diseases at the Department of Health, and also at North Dakota State University. He sent me a blistering email about you two. He sent me a blistering email saying that he was deeply disappointed that I hosted the Health Freedom Gala event at the Capitol last week. And he said the science, in air quotes, of how masks don't work to prevent COVID are falsely advertised by you as pathogen specialist. You don't hold a PhD. You're not pathogen specialists. You do OSHA and environmental audits in the workplace. Megan has made a name for herself promoting the conspiracy theory of chemtrails from airplanes poisoning the environment, widely debunked by chemtrail experts. Neither of them are trained or familiar with epidemiology, and on their YouTube videos seem to be completely unaware of the now plethora of epidemiologic studies. I said that wrong, but you get my drift. Showing that masking reduces COVID transmission. And then he gave me a whole list of things that you should just really realize is actual evidence and that you guys really are dumb. Now, I'm sure you've never heard this before from any quote-unquote experts, but I'll give you a chance to address some of it, and then we'll get into some specifics before I go to calls here that he's citing that you addressed on Thursday night. But what do you say about the fact you're not an expert and really you should go away, according to the experts?
Yeah, so we're very, very used to these kinds of personal attacks. And the reason is because he cannot attack the facts. When somebody cannot attack the facts, the actual science that's out there, decades worth of randomized controlled tests, and he wants to come back with junk observation science claiming it's, quote, science, that right there should tell you everything about this situation. We have been up against the CDC doctors. The doctors from state health boards, they are all arguing the same study. Well, you know, two hairstylists. Well, you know, some sailors on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. That is not science. That is nothing but mere observation. What we have been talking about and what we have been citing is decades worth of scientific studies, the gold standard of science, randomized controlled tests that have existed for decades. In fact, it's these scientific studies and tests that OSHA created their standards on in the first place to protect people from hazardous environments, from respiratory issues, from breathing in pathogens, whether it be a virus or a chemical. The science is there. So when he cannot argue the science that we throw out there and all he can do is attack us as people, that is an ad hominem attack and it should tell you everything. And shame on him. He claims we don't know anything about epidemiology, virology, immunology. Yes, we do. That's our career field. That's exactly what we've been trained on. We don't have to be PhDs to understand pathogen protection. So shame on him. And all of these doctors who claim to be experts in pathogen protection, they may very well understand immunology, virology, epidemiology, and how viruses work. And we respect him for that. We respect his credentials, but he is so outside of his lane, acting as if he is a credentialed pathogen protection expert, that it should be considered malpractice. Kristen, I'll let you take it from here.
And Kristen, I want to ask you one thing to follow up on, in a response to his vitriol directed at you, of saying, isn't it amazing that you guys told me after this was brought up Thursday night at the Health Freedom event that the quote-unquote statistics or proof that you're wrong are the same things used by every state health office. They use the same stuff. So it's like robots throwing this back at you, right?
Yes. I would love to address that, but I would like the floor for a second to address something that I've been demonized for the past 11 years. I worked in bioenvironmental engineering in the Air Force for 9 years. I was one of maybe six people in the entire Air Force that reviewed chemical acquisitions for the entire Air Force for something called depot maintenance bases. These are bases where aircraft are taken apart to the last screw every 20 to 30 years for full-on preventative maintenance. In the process of acquiring these chemicals, I'll summarize this. I found something called safety data sheets that were missing important things called CAS numbers. Long story short, I uncovered that the Air Force was acquiring chemicals to do stratospheric aerosol spraying. The general public that likes to demonize this program for weather modification calls it chemtrails. It's not chemtrails. I've never called it chemtrails. Condensation trails are real, but we have, as a government, been spraying contaminants in the air all the way back to Vietnam for cloud seeding. I am such a strong person, and I spent 3 years in the federal courts testifying in private committees that are classified. I can't get into. I've been granted federal whistleblower protection. So this doctor having this opinion of me saying it's widely debunked, I wish I could show you right now in one of my masters, in my environmental book, it literally talks about this program. And back in January, the NOAA was given $4 million to continue parts of these programs. So just because this individual does not believe it, he'll attack me. And that's fine, because if I wanted 15 minutes of fame, trust me, it wouldn't be exposing the government doing unethical environmental operations. And now, if anyone's paid attention, Bill Gates is even talking about this. They've expanded the geoengineering program for many years. The Weather Channel's even covered it, and it's already admitted. So now let's get back into this. So again, like Tammy said, when you can't rebuke the science, you attack the person with ad hominem attacks. Sorry, I don't work that way. I'm very strong, and I know the facts here. And the issue at hand is, like Tammy said, these studies. It conveys a lot when you realize that these doctors are all sharing and parroting the same, well, they're not even studies. They're observation studies. They're forecasted mechanistic studies that pre-COVID are actually never admissible in court. They need to be randomized controlled tests and trials. It's been widely known who the subject matter experts are in controlling health hazards, which includes infectious diseases. I've worked in several hospitals throughout my 18-year career. 12 years of that was working in hospital settings, and I sat on infection control committees. I worked so well with these infection control nurses and doctors, and every time it came to controlling it, to stop the spread through cross-contamination, I was the governing body, and I trained these doctors and nurses. So this seems to be, and I'm not even attacking this individual. I'm understanding that this individual is only going off the data that they know, but it seems that they're injecting their personal politics here. And, I wish him the best, and I would love to send him studies if he ever wanted to have an open conversation. But I refuse to shoot back because I don't go that route. I stick to the facts, and
yeah, well,
he's incorrect.
I appreciate that, but the problem is when you get it from a government official, an NDSU expert, a state health expert, you assume it's facts you're getting, and what you're getting is parroted, pablum. That's why I appreciate the fact you guys are pushing back on this. Let's get McKenzie in Watford City in here for the ladies. Go ahead, McKenzie.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity, ladies. I'm so glad that you're here and speaking up for us.
No problem. It's our job. It's the ethics of our profession.
Exactly. So I'm a registered nurse, and like you said, the science has been very clear for decades on the efficacy of masks and N95 masks. And additionally, our mask mandate, the executive order, was rescinded. So why is everyone or anyone still wearing masks?
Are you talking about the healthcare setting or just in general?
Both, I guess. Public and in the healthcare setting.
Well, the healthcare systems, you have to recognize they're getting their marching orders from the governors, and the governors are getting their marching orders from the doctors on the state health boards, and the state health board doctors are getting their marching orders and their talking points and their junk science from the CDC directly. So this is not going to go away because these hospital administrators are pretty chummy with the governors and the state health boards. And until we start getting the information out there and we start passing laws that will prohibit the enforcement of penalties for not wearing masks and things like that, it's not going to end. That's why this bill is a very important bill.
McKenzie, hang on, and we'll get you more answer after the break here. I want to inject one thing here. Sanford Health, which is, I believe, the largest rural health care provider in the country, and the largest certainly in North Dakota, their president, the Western Division, Dr. Mike LeBeau, has said Sanford's priority is not anything other than getting the economy full open. So there are exceptions. More coming up.
Luke's on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give them a call on a cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Easter Monday specials. I-29 locations, 12th Avenue exit, Chicken Fettuccine. There also is West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Scalloped potatoes and ham. You can actually come at that from either I-94 or I-29 Main Avenue exit. A little closer to 94 than 29, but scalloped potatoes and ham, so good there. Swedish meatballs in MP Avenue and Glendon today. Both locations, MP's downtown. Sausage potato, I-29 and Harwood exit. or Valley City, exit 292. You go north there for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and better, easy in-and-out access for those big truckers. Nothing about up the hill or any of that downhill. It's beautiful. Easy in-and-out access for truckers. Beef tips and gravy, scallop and potatoes and ham, two choices. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back with the OSHA ladies. McKenzie in Watford City had a question about when is it time to offload masks at the healthcare setting and also just in general. So let's go ahead and finish that answer. I forget who was next, Kristen or Tammy, to answer, but what would you say to McKenzie?
So this is Kristen. Basically, being a nurse, I mean, she definitely would know the requirements that are usually in place when we're dealing with infectious diseases. And the biggest thing is I understand healthcare workers especially are strong-armed. I mean, we used to shame healthcare workers if they refused the flu shot, which had a very medial efficacy rate, they were forced to mask up. And this is what if you stand up in numbers, no hospital, I mean, we're at a, quote, pandemic, right? If you start standing up, they will not, you won't be fired. You can't be let go because if you get enough numbers to you. Now, that's, I get that that's harder to do. But as far as individual businesses, I would tell people, if you don't have a mask mandate in place imposed by your government and you go to a business that is still requiring it, I'm a very free market person. That business has a right to do what they want. While I think it's dangerous, don't give them your service. If a business is going above and beyond and instituting a mask mandate that has already been known to cause more spread and is dangerous to the individual, please go elsewhere. Please vote with your dollars. Go to places that let you breathe freely. Just say masks don't work. We know they don't work, but let's educate businesses on how to implement more air exchanges per hour to keep this aerosolized virus out of our breathing zones.
Yeah, and I was at a dry cleaner this weekend, and there was a sign that said, mask mandate by order of government regulation. And I said, 2 weeks ago, that was taken away in the city. It's been longer in the state. What regulation are you referring to? She said, yeah, we should probably take that down. But meanwhile, she's wearing a mask, right? And it's just the thing right now. It's just the thing. And I think it's easier for them to do that. But I do think, again, we should have that conversation with people to say, really? I mean, what? And I'll give you another example, ladies. The largest indoor event in the U.S. happened 2 weeks ago at the Fargo Dome. It was an NDSU-UND football game. There were about 10,000 people there, indoor event, and we've had no spike. I think that's the greatest Petri dish example of how, come on, we can do this, folks. We've had indoor events now, 10,000 people. What are there, two people on the average at every time at a dry cleaner? And you need to have, my gosh, just it's kind of crazy. So your answer to McKenzie is now is the time for mask mandates to end and or masks to be required in businesses. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. Yes, because working in a healthcare setting, it's one of the most sterile environments, and they follow something called ASHRAE standards. Those standards tell your HVAC personnel that deal with ventilation how much positive or negative pressure. On a side note, guess who in healthcare settings makes sure that those ASHRAE standards are followed and go up and measure the airflow and direction in ventilation systems? That's people like Tammy and I, not infectious disease doctors.
And Tammy, I'm going to take one more quick call, and then you have some advice here for folks. Hey, Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark. I'm at the rally down here. We're trying to have the ability to breathe freely, not be forced to wear a mask by our dictator, Burgum. You guys going to show up down here? We got quite a few people here.
We're doing a virtual rally, Mark, so we're with you in spirit today.
Rally?
And inviting others to be there as well. Well, you're there for us, so we can do this. Now, I don't think Doug Burgum, our governor, is a dictator. For one, the mask mandate ended long ago in North Dakota, and most cities I know of.
Say he won't do it again.
Well, I think that's why you do this, and maybe, Tammy, you can talk a little bit about that. What is important today for people to do, in your mind, in the way of messaging at the Capitol?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm glad you guys are doing the rally. We talked about this Thursday night, this call to action. You need to rally. You need to, we the people, you need to remember, we the people have the power in our hands. So good for you guys for rallying at the Capitol. We are in Michigan, Kristen. Well, I'm in Michigan, Kristen's in South Carolina, And so we wanted to do this to support you guys behind the scenes. And you have to remember, for all of those listening, I have been doing rallies and working with legislators all across this country. And our legislators, when I ask them what is the most effective thing that people can do to influence your vote, how can people let you know, your constituents, what you're thinking? Because these politicians really do care. The number one thing they care about is political opinion, right? So they have told me over and over, email us, call us. So if you've never done that before today, it is very, very important that you just take 5 minutes, send an email to your senator and for your particular district and make a phone call and just let them know that you expect them to vote yes on this bill to prohibit a mass law from ever going into place. And you have to remember that those who vote no, if it's a no vote, they are voting against your freedom. So you need to let them know what you expect. You expect them to pass this bill.
And they like hearing from you. Tammy's exactly right. Tammy, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.